Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It was a huge party yesterday. As if there was any doubt that the president was going to run for re-election. But you can't ignore nearly 25,000 people gathering and rallying in a support for the president. While his deplorable followers celebrated his every word, the mainstream media said he painted his opponents as dark and out to destroy the country as we know it, and that it was a lie that he said that about them. Wouldn't you love to interview some of the mainstream media as to what knowledge they truly hold and have, knowledge about this nation and its apparent dark findings? I would. Well, let's talk about dark. The left wants open borders. They want you to pay for all the illegal aliens in this country to have free health care, your jobs, and housing. Crazy, right? Especially since constitutionally, you know, that little piece of paper that they take an oath to uphold and preserve and protect. The Constitution says they're illegally here and that we should send them back. Only get to have a, they get to tell their tale of why they're here, but there are certain hoops they're supposed to jump through to get here, legally. The left wants a house. They want you to pay for housing and care for the illegal aliens coming in at the border. But now, and we have that. Not only that, I got to see some of that. That's not only housing, it's nice housing. And daycares and school. And they're treated a lot better than some of our own children are in daycares. But AOC speaks dark and calls the housing on the border like Nazi concentration camps. Now that's dark. It's also stupid. So let's talk about dark with Nancy Pelosi, who claims pro-life people hate people. You may like life, but you hate people. Because people who are pro-life don't like clean air, and they don't like clean water, and they don't like food safety. Yeah, her logic is a bit twisted and dark. New York, on the other hand, while the left is against tariffs, New York has their own. They've got a mansion tax, and they're going to raise it, discouraging people from entering the new year, the New York domain. It's going to cost them. It's called a mansion tax. Now, that's dark and slightly exclusive, keeping people out, excluding them. The left would have you believe Americans hate everyone, that we're racist and we're bigots, and on and on and on with their dark, disparaging speeches. They hate Chick-fil-A, yet, guess what? It's up to number 3 in the fast food chain, and it's closed one day every week, unlike its opponents, which are open every day, 7 days a week. But still, it was a good party, even with all the dark talk about life and God and jobs. The truth is, ignoring all the noise here, we do have a battle going on in this nation. And the battle, it is dark. And you have to fight it. We all have to fight it. Nobody can fight it for you. Practice discernment and be encouraged with your own knowledge. We have with us today Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's not dark at all. She does not talk gloom and doom. We talk about not being scared, but being prepared. Melody, good morning to you. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic today. Thank you. And I love being here. And I hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. We're still battling rain here in Missouri. It seems like we just can't get rid of it, but the river is in its banks now, I think, for the most part. But we're doing good. We're doing good here. But anyway, did you watch the rally, the big party yesterday, or parts of it?
No, I did not. I had an engagement, so I could not. I tried to catch bits and pieces of it. I had a family function to go to, and when I got home, I tried to find bits and pieces of it. But and then it was time for nighty night, and I didn't have an opportunity this morning. But so I'm sure it went as planned.
It did. It was big. You know, they had all this pre-stuff before it, you know, like pre-concert things, and they had all that. And I didn't get to see every bit of it, but I watched most of it. I would have liked to have seen, and I don't know if anybody showed it, but I would have liked to have seen Vice President Pence's speech, and I did not hear that. Melania actually introduced the president, and that was very short and sweet. She didn't take very long. He had Sarah Huckabee come up on stage and again wished her well, and he's still trying to encourage her to run for governor. And you know, but it was just little things like that. But it was his typical rally speech, you know, all positive, and he covered about every gamut it's in the news about him or at him, and it was, you know, his people were right there with him. You know, 25,000 people approximately, I'm just guessing at that. That's a lot of people in one spot, and they were coming in days before, you know, to try and get ready, which I would never have done. I wouldn't have done that for any rock star, more or less the president of the United States. I just wouldn't have done it. But
Think the parts that I've seen, it seemed like he followed script. He was reading a speech. I don't know if he went off, you know, in the parts that I saw, he was, you know, pretty much reading from the teleprompter and so forth. I'm sure he went off script some points, but.
Oh, yeah. It was kind of a typical rally. He did hit all these points. I didn't think it felt like he was reading it too much, but that's just me, you know. When he does the serious speeches, you definitely can tell he's following the script and trying to stay to it. But when he's in his rallies, he's kind of in his element. He gets energized by the followers that are out there in the sea of red, white, and blue that was before him. And he got some guy up there that had a suit on that looked like bricks. You know, it was the print looked like brick wall. He had him get up on stage and show. I bet he just messes with that Secret Service something terrible when he does things like that. You know, we're trying to keep you safe. What are you doing? But anyway,
I'm sure he does.
It was interesting, but, you know, again, you know, here comes the mainstream media talking about how dark he speaks, and, you know, they claimed his inaugural speech was dark, and I didn't hear anything dark in it. They just don't like to hear anybody against socialism, I guess, and big government, and he does speak against it. We still have big government. He hasn't done a whole lot to chop it up just yet. They've been trying to chop on him, but anyway, I thought it was good. I, you know, it was a lot of fun. It was, you know, at least I didn't have to listen to the Mueller report and all that good stuff yesterday. That was out. I was tired of that, so.
Well, this is true, and, you know, the Democrats, it's not even so much they don't like to hear the bad talk or the disagreements on socialism. They just don't like anyone talking pro-America. They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear anything about all they want to talk. You do. I mean, when you hear the word dark, I really do think of them. I mean, all they taught, they're so bitter, they're so angry, and it's. And I'm not even sure anymore what they're so bitter and angry about. Get over it. I mean, this is how they lead their personal life. If they're this bitter and angry on the, you know, in the media when they're in interviews and so forth, what are they like in their personal lives?
Oh, they're not very happy people, are they? We're headed into a break. That's a good topic. What are they like in their personal life? They don't seem to be very happy people to me. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. Melody and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. But up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream Sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. We have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. You know, Melody, I have an article on, let's see if I can find it here real quick. It's about fast food market. Apparently, it's kind of a rough market right now. Less and less people are eating out. And, it's the top article. I was looking underneath everything. But Chick-fil-A is number three now. The only ones that are ahead of it are, and which I really thought was kind of strange, not that McDonald's would be a strange one to be ahead of them because they're so fast and cheap. They're not really cheap anymore, but they used to be.
We're really not fast either.
Depends on where you are. Some some are faster than others. But it was seventh, and now it's third. And it mentioned McDonald's, and it mentioned Starbucks. Well, I wouldn't consider Starbucks a fast food restaurant. I know they have some food in there, but not really. I mean, they have stuff in it. I mean, it's not even fast coffee, is it really? I don't go to the Starbucks very much, but I thought that was kind of amazing, and they attribute it to a lot of things, and one is their customer service. And as well as their food, you know, it's good food, and they're, you know, they've got unique commercials with the cows and their bad spelling and holding up, you know, eat more chicken and that kind of thing. And but it says that they have done an awful lot with their customer service, including you can order in the drive-thru and come around, and they've got your table ready for you when you enter. I thought, I haven't seen that. I only go to Chick-fil-A once in a great, great while, but it is good food. I do like it. It's good chicken, but anyway, I thought that was kind of interesting in today's world that fast food chains are having trouble surviving. It can't be because the market is so saturated with them. It can't be that, is it? But Chick-fil-A and all of the bad press they get, it's number three now. I thought that was kind of amazing.
You know, it really is. And, you know, it does come back down to customer service and so forth. People will go to places where they get decent customer service. You're spending your money. You want somebody to be pleasant with you that are, you know, that caters to you. And, you know, you go through some of these other fast food restaurants, and they basically throw the food at you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's never, not that I visit them that often, but I think Chick-fil-A is different. They require certain behavior. And
have to say please and thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And
I don't know how their outcome. They were being fought at an airport, in San Antonio's airport. They wanted to exclude them from opening the airport concession. I think they can do that. I think it was just changed, but it was based on their record of the LGBT issues. Yeah. And I actually know someone commented to me that they were actually boycotting Chick-fil-A because of this issue, because of their views on LGBT and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, well, if that's the case, and I think I mentioned it on this program before, you may as well stop buying gasoline and everything else, because those countries are far worse to the LGBTs and, you know, the homosexuals than any Chick-fil-A thought to be. You know, so it's just part of the same thing that people are so misinformed about what is happening.
He didn't speak any hate against LGBT. He just
spoke
for traditional marriage. That's all he said. And they just assume if you're for traditional marriage, you hate everybody else. It's kind of like Pelosi. And if you're pro-life, well, then you hate clean air. Well, what was that?
I know.
You just hate people. It's like, where do they come up with this logic? But I thought it was kind of neat with this little valet. They call it the mom's valet, where you can order at the pickup. I mean, you can order at the window and then take the family in, especially if you're a mom with a bunch of little, you know, toddlers back behind you carrying them all in. And they've got the table ready for you. They've got the food sitting there. I thought that was kind of...
That really is. And that's what people like. And, you know, I reference this to, you know, so go Chick-fil-A. I mean, it's...
Absolutely.
And they really do have good salads. But anyway...
They do, and they serve fruit cups.
Yes. And it's the same thing as our retail stores. Would our retail stores be in the condition that they are financially if they had serviced the people? We've seen the decline of the mom and pop stores, the chains, the malls. They become dirtier. They become less choices. They all carry the same thing because they all buy from the same country, China. So all, you know, there's no selections. There's no choice. You know, you have to look for somebody if you need help. Heaven forbid if you, try to find a checkout. I mean, it's not pleasant to shop in a store anymore. So you may as well do it online. Chick-fil-A showing that how they do service the customer. They are pleasant. And, you know, they have good service. You know, their food's decent for fast food and everything like that. Of course they're going to do well. So it's...
I get upset when I go to the stores and they put your... whatever you bought product in a bag and they slide it down. They can't even hand it to you and say thank you. They slide it down. You know, you're just like cattle going through the, you know, and it's just, it's something that's a little bit of a burr in my saddle. You know, I kind of look at them and think, you can't even tell me thank you. But now Hy-Vee store isn't quite that bad, and they are their employees are part of the store. And that's a grocery store, and they're not like I'm going to just say it, Walmart and some of these others that just slide it out there and you got to float it up into your own cart and on your way. You know, they take your check, they take your, well, not check anymore, they take your their card and they'll take your money, but, you know, out the door, we're done with you now. And there is no smile or a thank you for coming in. And, you know, they have the greeters that come in, that, well, do they even still have the greeters?
I think they eliminated the greeters.
Too much of a personal touch, was it?
Too much. Oh, heavens, yes.
So I think they ought to have one when they leave. Thank you. Thank you for picking us, choosing us to shop, you know. But no, they don't do that, and it really is a gripe, especially at Christmas. That's when I really do a lot of shopping. And you buy something, and they put it in a bag, and they just slide it down the ramp or whatever you call that. And they don't even look you in the eye and say thank you. And that bothers me. But yeah, so customer service is important, and I think I'm not the only one that's it's important to.
Absolutely. And so, again, you have to ask yourself, is it truly people just going online? Because it's, of course, convenience. I mean, we've been told that we're, you know, we have to do everything for convenience, convenience, convenience. But on the other hand, I think if you, you know, and perhaps we'd even save some money if we actually went to the stores, because we probably wouldn't buy as much. And, you know, and that's the other thing. You know, it's easy to buy online, and you might get two things instead of the thing that you were really after. So you probably do buy more online than you would if you went, you know, you might think you need something, and it's like, well, I don't have time to go there today. So you actually save money by shopping at a brick-and-mortar store. But I don't know. It's we know what direction we're heading in. We know where we know where this is going. We saw yesterday Facebook announced that they wanted to do their own something sort of like the cryptocurrency and so forth. And I was just reading up on Facebook, and they really are not a very nice company, the way they treat their employees and so forth and whatnot. And that's the road we're going. That's where we're going, all for the dollar. And it's not trickling down. And they're going to take. And I was just thinking this morning, you know, we were thinking about, you know, I was thinking about, you know, the Rothschilds. I was thinking about all these tech billionaires and so forth. Another one just made over the mark of $100 billion. You know, he's in up there with Gates and Bezos and so forth. And I'm just thinking, you know, they're true assets, isn't their companies? They're true assets. They're true assets. What are the people? And it's all about control. It's all about, and I'm just thinking to myself, we've gotten so big. And again, this misinformation is really incredible. And, you know, we all have to prepare and we have to protect ourselves, because there isn't anybody out there that's going to help.
Nobody else
do
is
it.
Watching out. Except you.
You have
You're
to watch out
people.
For yourself.
We're headed into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. I'm visiting today with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com, or give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. And we will be right back. Keep your food fresh and save money with VacuPack. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. Tom Dolder of the Professional Marketing Group offers superior vacuum sealers. Their signature unit, VacuPack Elite, has proven the test of time and will outlast and outperform similar units on the market today. Store items such as coins, collectibles, pictures, silver, or copper with no tarnish, no freezer burn, no moldy cheese, lessen your food waste by 90%. VacuPack protects your food and items from oxidation, mold, and freezer burn. Every unit they sell has an in-house warranty. Plus, Tom offers repair, servicing, and all accessories. Their motto, if we can't fix it, we don't sell it. Tom Dolder has been providing the best vacuum sealers in the industry for many years. Give Tom a call at 1-800-227-3769 and visit his website, vacupack.com. That's VACUPack.com. Don't just wrap it, vacuum pack it. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit libertytabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We kind of covered several things today. We're going to get off here and get back on track with the melody with gold and silver and the economy. But Frank from Ohio wants to talk about fast food real quick. Frank, what's your comment on fast food?
Well, real quick, I get pretty good service from fast food, but can I get another topic or two in?
Let's keep it to what you said you were going to talk about, okay?
Okie dokie. Hey, good talking to you. Thanks for taking my call, Beth, and I'm a proud Trump supporter. And I get pretty good service. You know, I don't expect the fast food service people to kiss my backside, but I think an important thing, and this is touched upon fast food and market industry, I think it's very scary that people like Walmart and the businesses in general are going to self-service and knocking out the job sources for people doing register and fast food. I think we have to worry about that. a great concern because people need jobs to go to, and they're trying to replace it with electronics and technology. And I think that's a very important thing to talk about because I don't want to see people's jobs taken away by technology and corporate greed.
Yeah, I agree. Okay. I agree, and I think Frank, the ones who stay with the customer service like Chick-fil-A, I think they're going to be the ones that that do well because people want to see a face that smiles at them and says thank you. And anyway, I appreciate the call, Frank. Thank you so much for
thank
your
you.
Input.
God bless. Bye.
God bless you. You know, basically what I was trying to talk about when I had my opening, I know I mentioned several different things, was the comment about the dark talk, the comment about dark speech. And yet, when we listen to the left and what they say, of course, Chick-fil-A, you'd think, would never be successful because they have put them down repeatedly and try to keep them from going into certain places. New York doesn't want them there, and he's made that very, very clear. I think they still have a couple of them there. But, you know, despite what everybody, some of them want to scream against them, they've been successful. And they've been successful because they have served their customers well. And it still falls back to that. And, you know, the thing with Melody with Discount Gold and Silver Trading. She's fighting for you. She's fighting for the economy. She believes in the gold and silver. We know that our economy, we know that our money has no backing anymore. And and she gives good customer service. I'm just going to say it. I've had a lot of compliments when my listeners have called you and done business with you. And so she has good customer service. She always smiles, don't you, Melody?
I absolutely do. And, you know, we do. I mean, we do business the old-fashioned way. And I appreciate everyone. I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for them. It's not anything special that I do, but it's everything that my customers do that's special by calling me and trusting in me. So it humbles me. And it's, you know, we give back. And that's, I think, also what makes companies successful. And Chick-fil-A is a great example of running a company, and I'm sure they have rules, they have regulations. You know, you just can't come to work at, you know, sloppily and like we see so many more. And it isn't a matter of kissing anyone's backside to be a customer. It's just appreciation. Everybody works hard for their money. Everybody works hard for their money. And it is nice to be, you know, appreciated when you go in and you spend your hard-earned money in an establishment. And I think Frank is right. The biggest problem, I believe, our economy faces is jobs. And technology is replacing jobs. Jobs are still going overseas. And you don't have anyone addressing, educating the workforce for the loss of jobs to technology. And I think it's going to be a big problem here in the very near future. I mean, we've been reading reports of millions of jobs to be lost here anywhere up to the next 10 years due to technology. We see a lot of businesses restructuring. And what happens when they restructure? They bring in technology. AT&T, last week they announced 1,800 layoffs. Last week, this week, another 1,800. And it's all due to, restructuring and technology.
In the Walmarts and probably the Kmarts. Now, Kmart's been closing around here. There's not any left locally in my area. But the Walmarts, they have the self-serve. Some people love that. I don't. Some people love the self-serve, self-checkout. So you get to do that. And some of the fast food restaurants are doing that.
If I received a discount, I would go to the self-serve. But the thing of it is, I mean, you're basically, I mean, you know, you the pricing of your products pays for the employees. So exactly. The store is saving a lot of money when you go through the self-checkout. So, you know, I support the employee, so I go through to where they, you know, where they work and get paid. Everybody starts going to the self-checkout. Guess what? They won't need those employees anymore.
And I like to strike up a conversation with them, you know, when we're checking out. I like to do that. Some of them are are willing, and some of them are not so much. They don't want to talk.
Oh, you're the annoying person that I get behind that sits there and
chats. That is me.
Come on,
I like
lady,
to give them a
let
smile.
Them check us out.
Come on, I got places to go, people to see.
But
so you're the grumpy lady back there in your pajamas and flip flops. That was you.
Yes. But you know what? But it is. It's our buying habits that really we're destroying our own economy to some degree because of a convenience, and we don't look to see how this convenience is taking away jobs and how it is allowing technology to come in and replace people, and it is going to be a big problem. So. So where do we go from here? And you don't hear anyone addressing this issue.
No, we've talked about it, but we haven't really done anything about it. It's not something that I like. I don't care for self-checkouts. I don't care for, even with the fast food restaurants.
You don't hear government talking about it.
No,
all you hear is
no.
The other side talking about UBIs so people have an income when they're replaced by technology. But they're not.
Right.
But they're not addressing the problem of no UBI, universal basic income, instead of and having a job instead. So I don't know. The economy will probably collapse before we get to that point. But that's a different story. And I guess
let's talk about that story.
The Fed today is supposed to be Jerome Powell is supposed to be coming out to. Let us all know if there's going to be a rate increase, a hold, or a rate decrease. And, it's interesting because all you hear coming from various mainstream media and so forth is our dollar is too strong and, everybody's mad at other countries because they are, increasing the stimulus and so forth. And it really all comes down to this. Government can't have a strong dollar when you have the amount of debt that we have and that we're carrying. And we need a weaker dollar. It does help trade. It does offset those trade deficits. We need a weaker dollar. With a weaker dollar, guess what happens? We get a strong gold prices. So let them drop that dollar all they want, and we'll be able to have a stronger gold prices. So.
And let's talk about the gold and the silver when we come back from this break. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm going to hold off on the phone calls now so that Melody and I can talk a little bit more about discount gold and silver trading and what they have to offer and where we are right now in this economy with our fiat dollars. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting with Melody Cederstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. You can visit her website by going to dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Or give her a call in the office at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. And Melody and Beth Ann, the two, will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America. And so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
Return to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Melody Cedarstrom of Discount Gold and Silver Trading. It's the final segment of today's show. You want to write this down, you can visit her website, sign up for her newsletter at dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. You can give her a call in the office and talk a little shop at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. We were talking about the gold and the silver and the fiat dollars when we went into the break, and, you know, we've talked all around that the whole show. I kind of get like that. But what's going on right now in the markets?
You know, it's really hard to talk about, you know, our economy, and I don't believe it's as good as, I don't believe it's the greatest economy we've had in the history of the United States. And it's hard to talk about these things, especially coming off the evening of President Trump's announcement of his 2020 run and so forth. But we really do have a problem, and the problems aren't being addressed. And I don't believe the trade agreements will help. But I don't believe it's taken our problems away. We have economies around the world that it's being propped up by stimulus. You've got bankers and you got the Wall Street, you got the markets controlling the central banks and governments. And I read an article that's published by Doug Nolan, and he really summed it up quite well in one of his latest articles. And the last paragraph, he talks about the global yield collapse, the treasuries, the bonds. And he says, the global financial system is an accident in the making. China is an accident in the making. Markets are demanding. Give us rate cuts and prepare for aggressive quantitative easing, or we'll give you central bankers the type of vicious market dislocation you are not prepared to contend with. And
wow.
And I believe this is what's going on. You have these central banks. They have to cut these rates. They have to give basically the markets and the bankers free money. These multinational corporations keep buying back their shares. They're so much in debt, they can't afford to have rates rise because they have to roll over their debt. And then they can't sustain, you know, their obligations. So you have... You know, and the Fed is faced with either stoking this bubble or waiting for the risk off and hoping that it actually possesses the firepower to hold things together. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and that's what they're doing. Basically, they're holding things together. And I know it doesn't show up in what the stock markets are doing. It doesn't show up when we look around and we see all the building going on. You know, we think, hey, everything is good. You know, maybe I'm working two jobs, maybe I'm not, but, you know, we're getting by. So I guess that's all that matters anymore. But
Wow. What's
going to matter is when these markets can no longer be stimulated, when the stimulus doesn't work anymore, and there is a day of reckoning coming. Debt's too great to be paid. It's really that simple. And so, we encourage folks, prepare. You know, take care of yourself. Take care of your family. You know, all this talk about cryptocurrencies with Facebook and so forth, and, you know, these are not good things. You know, so the only way you can stay as an individual to
keep
your...
Can we call them fake currency? Can we call them fake? Is that what they really are?
There's nothing real about them. And so I believe... Gold and silver is the one way that keeps you out of their system. It might keep your children out of their system, and it might keep your grandchildren out of their system. So, you know, that's what gold and silver is going to do for you. Gold and silver is going to be a big deal. It hasn't been for the past, 5 years, 6 years, 7 years, you know, since about 2011, 8 years. So it hasn't been. It's been, you know, there's no interest, not when you have stock markets going to 27,000. So it's a perfect time to buy. Premiums are low. We have 1 ounce American Gold Eagle coins and Canadian maple leaves that are selling for $27 over spot. These are 1 ounce coins. The premiums have come down off the bullion. These are random dated coins. It's a steal, 27. I haven't seen premiums this low, and I can't tell you how long. You know, we saw the low premiums on $20 gold pieces. They came down, and now it's hitting the bullion pricing, and it's a steal. It's a complete steal. It baffles me how they can suppress the prices for as long as they have. But we're hitting almost record territories in the Dow, and so that's all that matters anymore. There's no fear in the markets. There's no panic in the markets. There's no reality to the markets. And I guess, I don't know why some people see it and others don't. Maybe we just don't want to accept it. We want to, you know, be positive, and that's great. It's great to be positive. You don't want gloom and doom. But there is a day of reckoning, and I hope most of us or most of the listeners won't be touched by it. But if you work and if you trade in the U.S. dollar, you will be. So it's fake currency, ladies and gentlemen. It's not real. And once assets are repriced, there's a reset. The debt is defaulted on. I mean, I was reading some horror stories on Social Security and Medicare.
Oh, yeah.
It's not going to continue. They're going to have to address those issues. And real soon. But nobody's talking about it. You just can't say, I'm not going to do anything about it. We're not going to touch Social Security and Medicare. So all that says is they're going to let it go belly up. Because you do have to address these issues, and they're running out of time. But anyway, get prepared.
get prepared. Call our 1-800-375-4188. I was going to ask you if you had a package or you just want folks to call you.
Give us a call. We have the 1 ounce American Gold Eagles and the Canadian Maple Leaves for $27 over spot price. Before the premiums dropped, they were $50 over spot. That's how much they came down in the last 2 weeks. So an incredible buy on these. Actually, in the past couple days, they've just dropped. I've never seen premiums drop so quick.
Hmm.
So the price of gold isn't dropping, but the premiums are dropping. So it's interesting, very interesting.
1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website, dgscoins.com. That's dgscoins.com. Melody, thank you so much for all that you do and for all that you have to offer here. The hour that we're on with the two, we call ourselves the two. We appreciate you so very much.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, it takes all of us. It really does. I know I say this every day. But as I went through my monologue and I was talking about the dark talk, whether it's the illegal immigrants, whether it's the money situation, the debt, you know, whether it's they just want to say pro-lifers or hate people, you know, the dark talk needs to stop. But you need to be educating yourself. Stay knowledgeable about things, such as the gold and the silver and the fiat dollars. Give Melody a call. Help your family. Secure your own borders. And let's bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules, a must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty, understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.